Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 8 and consider again verse 11. Proverbs chapter 8 at verse 11, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. We considered this verse on Sabbath morning, and we return to it now, as I did not complete what I wanted to say. And this is a chapter where wisdom cries, as you find it, verse 1. Someone named Wisdom, and that is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who became man. He is spoken of in some verses as an eternal person. For instance, at verse 31, that he was rejoicing in the habitable parts of his earth, and his delights were with the sons of men. He gave to the sea his decree, where especially it is made clear that this is an eternal person. He set a compass upon the face of the deep. He was one that was involved in creating the universe. And as a creator, he is not only eternal, but as the creator, he must be the eternal Son of God. Well, I shouldn't quite say that, because as the creator, he is one of the three divine persons. As the Father was involved in creation, and as the Holy Spirit was involved in creation. No created being could himself create. But this person, this eternal person, was involved in creation. And you see, we might carry this across, that he was wisdom, infinite wisdom, and he speaks as a prophet. He has something to say, he has much to say to sinners in this world, and he speaks from himself, not just as a minister who speaks divine things. But what we are trying to put across is, he speaks as a divine person. He speaks as a prophet, speaking from himself. He is to be worshipped. He is to be worshipped as prophet, priest, and king. This infinite being. Oh, if while we are here this evening, and while we are elsewhere this evening and at other times, we would be worshipping. We would be raising up our souls by way of worship to the great God of eternity and to these three divine persons. Now, we were trying to say something about wisdom as a prophet. There's other things to be said which we may touch on. But in particular, you see, does not wisdom cry? Yes, he does. Very much he does. And you see, He came into this world as a God-man. And a man she had to say in this world. A man she had to speak. And it was all wise. All of it that he said in this world was wise. Not a word of foolishness. You see, a godly person may go out and try to speak wise things. And yet, there will be foolishness in it. Mixed up with the wisdom, there will be foolishness. And I was trying to speak about what the Savior was saying about the wise way to live and speaking of the foolishness of the rich farmer and how much foolishness there was in his thinking, the thinking of the farmer, I mean, and real wisdom in what he was saying about the farmer, that Christ was saying about the farmer. And without going over that again, we might notice this. What is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Now that's wisdom. It's the wisdom of the divine person who came into this world to point sinners in the right direction. Now the pointing of Christ to sinners so that they would go in the right direction. There was of that when he was speaking about the farmer. You see, he speaks in this way. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. You see, the foolish farmer was saying, Saul, speaking to himself, Saul, there was much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Take thine ease. Where is the wisdom in saying to oneself, take thine ease? Well, one might say something more like this. Take a rest. You're overtired. But, you see, take thine ease. You've nothing to do. Let the world go by. Take thine ease. To say that especially in connection with spiritual things. There's nothing to be said in connection with your soul. You see, soul, take thine ease. There's foolishness there. And though someone has found a degree of salvation, if that's a proper way to put it, but soul, thou hast found salvation. And you can rejoice in that salvation. But you see, that's to ignore what is said. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're not to be complacent. Supposing we have found Christ, we're not to be complacent with the degree of holiness that we've found. It must be this, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We need that. We need more grace. You see, we need more grace. We need more and more of what the Lord may already have granted us. We need to get a better grip of it. We need to lay hold of the mercy of God in Christ more firmly. We need more. We can't tell ourselves, take thine ease. We need to go on. We need to go further. That's it. It's not just that we need it, that we need grace, but we need more grace. But you see, we can apply the encouragement of Paul to that matter. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And that applies to all sorts of things. Where are we to be seeking what we need? Now we need the things of this world. We need to get in the things even of this life. And where do we go to get them? We need to go to God in the name of Christ, because there is much that we need, and there is one place where we can properly get these things, and that is to God's riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But there's more than that. We need more. We need more grace. Where will we go? Well, we need to go to the treasure houses of the New Testament Jesus. We need to go to Joseph. He's got riches, glorious riches. What an abundance. Have we realized the utter abundance that, or where, there is to be found blessings for sinners, even for gracious sinners? We remember the great riches that there are for sinners in the first place. How much there is of great blessings for sinners in things for this life, but oh, things for the next life, and spiritual things for this life. Where will we go? Where but to Christ for our souls, that we might grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Will we not go rushing to Christ when there's so much to be had? What an abundance of full storehouses. What an abundance of corn that was waiting for people coming from all over Egypt, and people coming from all over neighboring countries. And what a fullness of blessing they could have. They only had to ask and pay for what they needed. But you see, when people were coming, looking for a supply, a proper supply, an abundant supply that would keep them going for many a long day, what wisdom was there if they would stay away from where they could get the great blessings? What foolishness. But you see, Jacob, though he had difficulties, and there are difficulties in this world, and he was holding back, he was afraid of these difficulties. Well, let him go. Let him go to Joseph. Oh, how amazing that Joseph was the one that he could go to, and he would get a full supply. But you see, what foolishness it is with us if we hold back, if those who have needs and they hold back, what foolishness. And there's all sorts of a supply of all kinds. But what wisdom to come You see, the one that is called, and what a call that is, and to you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. And that's the call this evening, and to you, O men, in the sense of men and women. And to you I call, I am wisdom, I have wisdom. There's no lack of supply. Oh, may we get that in our minds, by God's grace. We need that supply. It's a perfectly suitable supply. It's a perfectly ample supply. And we're to go, and we're to come, and we're to keep coming. And to you, O men, I call, says wisdom. That's wise, you see. That's perfect wisdom. And to you I come. And to you, O men, I come. And my voice is to the sons of men. What will we say? What will we say to the one that is calling? Remember, he is wisdom. He's got everything to supply us with. Will we come? Or will we hold back? Which is the wise option, to put it like that? Where is the wise option? Oh, it's to come, to hold back. If you're in a famine-stricken country and you hold back and there's an abundant supply and you cannot find your way and you'll not ask anyone, you'll not come and listen to the one who is the ambassador for the one who is wisdom. How foolish. But if you're going on a journey, if you get a particular purpose, you will ask, how do you get to the great storehouse? Or where can I go so that I might find out about the great storehouses? And you're told, oh well, surely you will follow out the instructions. And let us take the same attitude to salvation. And you make sure that you understand the instructions. You go this way, to put it in ordinary human language. You go this way and then you turn that way. So it goes on, you might meet someone else and you might ask, is this the right way? You might say, are you sure it's the right way? Ah, yes, you're told. It's absolutely the right way. There's plenty. There's an abundant supply. Do not mistake the way. Do not forget what you have been told. Yes. And what else are we to do? We're to ask the God of heaven, is this the right way I'm on? Am I following out the instructions I had? Is this the way to the well? As I was trying to elaborate that in Sabbath. Is this the way to the well? Is this what I've been told? Am I going to go on the right way? Yes. Oh, keep going. You've started out on the way. You've been to the well. And what will you do? You'll keep on going. You've heard of the well. And you've heard of the way to the well. And you ask the great Joseph of the New Test. You ask him, when you go to the throne of grace, Lord, help me to keep going. Help me not to get weary of the way. Help me not to get weary. Assure me that this is the right way. Yes, there's many an illustration in the Word of God. We can take these illustrations and we can bring them to the throne of grace. And we can say, Lord, impress these instructions on my mind. Keep these instructions in my mind so that I would keep going and keep praying and keep asking. And the one who is wise See that you do not go to a well that has nothing in it, and is not worth going out if you weigh one little inch. But keep going. Keep going in the way that we are pointed to, so that we wouldn't go wrong, so that we wouldn't be following. There's many mistaken preachers in the world today, and keep away from these preachers. Keep in the right way. Listen to what these true preachers, true ambassadors of the true Christ, keep listening to what, keep away from these foolish preachers. But Christ keeps saying, and to you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. Does not wisdom cry? Of course he does. That's what he's been saying for all these thousands of years. And he's never put us in a wrong yet. We need to go to the well, and keep going to the well, and keep listening to the one at the well, and the one who sat down with the woman of Samaria at the well. And how good to sit down with Christ at that well. And then the woman went away, and she told the men of the city what he had been telling. And Christ spoke to them. Oh, what a message they got. What great truth they learned. I don't know what proportion of the village of Sychar listened to what Christ was saying, or listened to what the woman said, but a good number, they found wisdom. They learned something that they have never forgotten. And there's others, and they sit down at the well, or stand around at the well. They stand around where Christ is speaking. And they sit, perhaps we can say, to listen to what Christ is saying today, saying through the word of God, or saying through the word of God, saying through the preacher. Yes, they listen. And Christ says something along the lines of, I that speak unto thee am he. Yes, he is the Messiah. May the Lord give his grace to be listening to the one who sat at the well at Sychar. May the Lord give us grace to listen. He has something worthwhile to say, something worth listening to. And when the word of God is proclaimed in our churches, or whether we get it directly from the word of God, oh, what a blessing we can have through listening to the one who spoke savingly, who had such a message to give. Yes, wisdom cries, unto you, O men, I call. Here he says, O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. Listen, O, are you listening this evening? It's just a poor sinner that is trying to repeat things that he finds in the word of God, trying to give a little understanding of these things. Yes, but oh, especially, perhaps I shouldn't go too far in saying this, but listen to what he has to say. It's wisdom that is speaking. That's the main thing. Wisdom speaking. How much he has to say. How much of good things he has to say. And he's pointing to himself. Yes. And you see, how much more useful are the things that he says than what anyone else will say. How we are to receive instruction, Christ's instruction, and not silver, or rather than silver. Silver has its uses, but how good it is to get wisdom rather than rubies, and all the things that may be desired in this world, they are not to be compared to the things that are made known in the Word of God. Paul is making this known. I love thy commandments above gold and than fine gold. I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus our Lord. And going on to express his desire that he might win Christ and be found in him, not having his own righteousness, which is of the law, but the righteousness which is by faith of Jesus Christ. There are good things on a human level to be found in this world. But oh, what of this? The good things to be found in the Word of God. And it's all better than rubies. It's all better than everything else that can be desired. And we're pointed to that. And you see, whoso findeth me, he says, at the end of the chapter, whoso findeth me findeth life, but he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. That's foolishness, you see, doing anything that will do harm to our souls. But whoso findeth me findeth life. That's wisdom, finding life rather than being left to go down to the ways of death. Remember the Queen of Sheba coming to Solomon, and how much that was praised, how good that was. But you see, a greater than Solomon is here. And wherever the Word of God is being preached, you can say, a greater than Solomon is here. Who is the greater than Solomon in what I'm trying to say just now? It's Christ himself, not the preacher, but someone better than the preacher, someone infinitely better than the preacher. But you see, you are to come and hear the preacher, a preacher sent by God, as far as you can understand that that has happened. But you see, it's so worthwhile coming to hear the preacher. If he has been sent by God, and if he is pointing to the one whom he spoke of as greater than Solomon, a greater than Solomon is here, because he speaks in the name of the Solomon of the New Testament. That's the thing. Yes, and he is wisdom. And whatever worthwhile things the Old Testament Solomon might have said, there's something wonderfully better in what the New Testament Solomon says. Oh, let us be listening, not only that we would find what would bring us into the kingdom of God, but what would bring us into heaven at last. We must come into the kingdom of God first. But if we come into the kingdom of God in this world, we will be brought into the kingdom of into heaven itself, and how worthwhile that is. What good things that are to be found there. You see, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, the Lord says. Oh, that thou hadst hearkened unto my commandments, then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. What good things are set before us there. What wonderful things. How much wisdom there is in seeking for that salvation and seeking for the one who points us to the wisdom that he gives. And again, we might notice the parable where the Savior says, the kingdom of heaven is likened to treasure hidden in a field, which when a man hath found, he selleth all that he hath and buyeth the field. And certainly in reading that in English, you would take this from that verse. He doesn't waste time. He goes away right away and buys that field. Otherwise, he's liable to miss the opportunity. Yes, let us be wise. Let us seek salvation. Let us seek it urgently. And we find this in chapter 4, when we are told, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. But there's certainly an urgency about these words. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Oh, may every one of us be seeking wisdom. Let us be seeking it urgently. Let us seek more wisdom. Let us listen to the one who is wisdom. And may the Lord speak to us in such a way so that we might hear, so that we might get a portion of the good things of what Christ is to say to poor sinners like that. Get wisdom. Hear the words of Christ. Let us not be careless about these things. There's an urgency about them. We do not know how long we've got. We do not know how long we will be left in this world. But let us hear Christ calling to us as needy sinners who must be put right. May the Lord bless his word to us. Let us pray